your busy day got you stressed out, sit back, relax, and get ready for a smooth ride with DJ Diesel.
Good afternoon. It's currently 3:07. I'm your host, DJ Diesel, better known as Navy Penny Officer Cryan Van Diesel. Today I have Mr. Giuseppe in from Health Promotion, a longtime guest. How are you doing today?
Very good. Thank you. About yourself?
Doing great. You know, I have to ask you, but I feel like you are never upset. I always either see you focused or happy.
I mean, emotions are also a choice, right? We got to embrace all the emotions, and some days are better than the others. But I guess when you want to show up with people and want to make sure that they feel good about being around you, you have to kind of, you know, feel good in a way. Choose that feeling in that moment.
That's really good. Sometimes you just kind of like, you know what? I'm going to be good, not because I want to be, because I want other people to feel good. That's a good way of looking at it.
Perfect.
It's always good. You're always giving some great advice, Mr. Giuseppe.
Thank you.
What are we going to be talking about, speaking of giving good advice today?
Yes, March is National Nutrition Month, right? Last time I was here, we already spoken about, you know, some tips on how to eat healthy and stuff. Today, I want to focus on the emotional portion of that. So I wanted to touch on mindful eating and how to approach mindful eating in three steps.
That sounds absolutely wonderful. Be coming right back after the songs and message. You're listening to 105.9 AFN Signal, station serving America's best. I'm in the studio here with Mitch Giuseppe, and we're going to be talking about Nutrition Month, and we're specifically going to be talking about the steps in mindful eating. So can you go over one of them for us today?
Sure. That's me. Let me talk about what mindful eating means. National Nutrition Month again. So a lot of people just this month, they want to focus on most of the time on losing weight, right? Even though we try to push the idea of a healthy lifestyle a lot. And mindful eating is one of the tools you want to use for you to start having a better relationship with food. Because most of the time most of us, I would say people who overeat, but even, let's say each of us, when we overeat, is because we turn to food for comfort, right? I heard, you know, a coach saying that food is the main painkiller in a way. Our fever food can help us like feeling better, right? But sometimes we just create that habit of keep on eating a specific type of food to feel better, as if we cannot feel better without that type of food. So mindful eating is defined as the approach to food that focuses on one individual's sensual awareness of the food and their experience of the food. So it has got nothing to do with the calories, but has with how you feel when you eat that food. So in a way, it's the opposite of mindless eating, right? And we were mentioning before offline, it's like when you get that, you know, the chips, the bag of chips, and you're working on, you know, whatever it is, your computer, or just watching something on TV, you know.
You're just eating away.
Oh, yeah.
Next thing you know, the bag's empty.
Yeah, that's it. And you don't realize who ate that. Was that me? What's the taste? I don't remember. Was that like pistachio made? Was that like with a cheese? I don't know. And then we may then, you know, kind of taking in 1,000 calories with pleasure.
Yeah, because you do that awful math because you're like, oh no, I ate this whole bag. Let me look at the calories.
Yeah.
And then it says like 280, and you're like, okay. But how many servings?
Good point.
And then you're like, oh no, it was like 8 servings.
Very good point. So mindful eating is what can teach us to fully enjoy the experience of eating food, making sure we, you know, kind of get to that space of control rather than mindless eating. So the following three steps are, you know, just three ideas, three tips on how to learn to, you know, eat mindfully, snacking mindfully, and having your lunch and dinner and breakfast mindfully. So the first tip is eat with full attention, which may sound like simple, right? Say, of course, I eat with full attention, but it goes back to the idea that when we're not connected with experience of eating, we may be eating something we don't like, which may sound weird, but that's it. Something we don't need in that environment, in that very moment, and something that is not nutritious if we have like goals, could be weight loss goals, or just, you know, healthy lifestyle goals. So mindful eating is that full feeling with all your senses, that food, feeling with your, you know, smelling the food, tasting the food, savoring the food. Some people say even thinking about where that food comes from, which may make sense, especially since you guys live in Italy and Sicily, and some of the, you know, the foods that you may be eating are kind of completely different from where you're coming from, right? So one of the examples I usually do is the fennel, the orange fennel salads. Salad. Most of my patients don't even know what fennel is or never tried fennel. So that's a good experience, right? To purchase a, you know, vegetable you never tried before, to prep it, to taste it, to savor it. That's mindful eating. That will take you to fully enjoy something completely new.
Question is, I don't exactly know what fennel is either. Is it that licorice tasting?
I mean, yeah, a lot of people define it like that. To me, it's not that licorice, but you're spot on. It's definitely that one, because that's the same definition that I hear every single time. Yeah, that for people, you know, that looks like an onion. Nope.
Yes, it looks like an onion, tastes like black licorice. Okay, yeah.
But it's great for salads. It's great for snacking. It's crunchy, so it gives you, you need that time to savor it. And mindful eating is taking that time.
You know, after you mentioned that, I did notice I eat way less when I'm not watching TV and eating. Like, if I'm just sitting at the dinner table, like, by myself eating and just enjoying the meal, or if I'm just sitting and talking with someone, I always eat way less than when I'm just watching TV, just mindlessly eating.
And eating less, it's not, like, negative. You're eating what you really need.
Yeah.
Because the problem is overeating. It's not eating.
Mm-hmm. Because you're just, like, being conscious of it. Because, like, when you're not thinking about eating, you'll be full and won't even realize until you finished.
That's it. And that's the point. That's one of the goals of mindful eating. Get to the point that your stomach, which is your second brain, as they say, will just connect to the first brain and tell, you know, I'm good. I just had some good food. I like that. It goes back into this, you know, sensory experience. There's no need for me to eat more.
Sounds absolutely perfect. We'll be coming back with more healthful eating tips. And we're back to wrap up the mindful eating topic. We have two more things to cover. So Mitch Giuseppe, could you get into that?
Okay, the second tip when it comes to learning mindful eating is reconnect with hunger. I remember one of my patients was 10 years ago who was so happy to rediscover that feeling of being hungry. So he had gotten so used to grazing all the time, eating all the time with no breaks, actually no breaks within one meal or worse next to the other, that it couldn't understand when this body really needed food. So reconnected with hunger is that, in a way, relearning that we need to have that gap right between one meal and the other, rather than, you know, grazing all the time and getting our body used to that, you know, sugar that's we won't have, you know, throughout the day. A way to do that sometimes is to, you know, get a couple of days when you really choose not to have anything between one meal or the other. Get to the point you connect to your senses again, because mindful eating is about reconnecting to your body senses, and feel that hunger so that you understand when your body really needs to eat, when it's just something else going on.
Yeah, you never have a better meal than when you are hungry.
Oh, yeah.
Because it is a love like no other, because you will be starving and you could have like the most, like the worst meal, but it'll be like a Michelin star meal to you.
Good point. That's what I usually tell people when they say, you know, I don't like vegetables, I don't like healthy food. It's not like that. You're not used to eating that healthy food, those vegetables. And a good way to learn is get to the point that there's nothing else, you're hungry, and there's nothing else like, you know, the salad that you don't really like that much, or those vegetables. Your body will start learning not only to eat it, but also to appreciate it, and you will get to the point you're going to love it.
Oh, so funny. One of my grandmothers growing up used to say, if you're picky, you're not hungry enough. It was just so funny because my little sister was so picky eating. Yeah. And I was like, okay, well, I guess you just need to wait a little longer. And then,
yeah, isn't that like ancient wisdom?
Yeah.
It is true. So, that's how it works. Then the last tip is notice how foods make you feel. Foods are attached to feelings. So not only is that important for you to listen to your body when you're hungry or not, but also how you feel right after you ate. Because sometimes those feelings are negative. So it is important to stop and feel if we are feeling like a sense of guilt, if that goes back to the full awareness of the quality and the quantity of the food. So by doing that, you can little by little create a space of control. Even give yourself the, you know, the approval to eat something that is not supposed to be perfectly healthy. That's okay. One of the rules of health promotion is the 80-20 rule. 80% of the time, eat right. Get the right quantities. Make the right healthy choices. Half of the plate vegetables, one quarter of, you know, whole grains, the other quarter good proteins. But 20% of the time, give yourself the space and approval to eat something different. Your favorite, you know, piece of chocolate, your favorite soup, whatever it is. When you create that space of control, then for sure you'll be able to make it a lifestyle for you to eat healthy food in terms of quality and quantity.
It's also maintainable too, because you'll see these like diets as like, well, you can have a one slice of lemon, a few cucumber slices, and like you can eat like once every 2 days, and you're like, you can't do that for the rest of your life. Like,
it's no.
Like, that's extreme, like, I'm exaggerating, but, like, sure. You'll give these, like, unrealistic diets that you can't maintain for long periods of time. So, you know what's going to happen? You maybe, best case scenario, 2 weeks, a month, you do it.
Yeah.
And then soon as, like, you end it, you end bad. You'll just be eating two pizzas and one meal, a whole tub of ice cream.
Good point. What you usually say during the courses is that when you just kind of plan your cheat day, there's something wrong there. I don't cheat. You see what I mean? Cheating is negative. And if you connect a negative word, means that you're connecting a negative feeling to food. You don't need to cheat on your food. You just choose one night to, you know, to eat your favorite, whatever it is. You know, doesn't need to be 100% healthy. Because you know that the rest of the nights, the rest of the lunches are planned for you to eat healthy.
Sounds absolutely wonderful. It's been a great interview with you, Mr. Sepe. Definitely learned a lot. I just want to ask you, any other events you'd like to put out?
Sure, there's a lot of upcoming good events. So next month, we focus on a lot of emotional well-being. So I'm going to start my stress reduction online course on Tuesdays, starting from April the 1st. It's not April Fool's Day. It's true. I'm going to be there. I promise. I promise. It's going to be on Microsoft Teams. So it's for everyone. It's going to be just a 30-minute class for 6 consecutive Tuesdays for everyone who wants to learn, you know, how to reduce their stress by embracing whatever happens in their life and putting together some good strategies. So what they need to do is to call Health Promotion 4710 or email at us, and I will send them the Microsoft Teams for them to connect it on Tuesdays from 11 to 11:30 on starting from April the 1st. Then on April the 16th, at the Flatline Clinic, in one of our conference room, we're going to have a sleep workshop. Sleep, lack of sleep, is one of the main problems of the people I've met for different classes and courses. A lot of activity are sleep deprived. This is not going to help for their mission, for their health, for their ability to change their behaviors. We all need to get to the point that, considering the different, of course, you know, barriers and, you know, shifts they may have, they need to learn how to set up an environment that will make it easier for them to get as much rest as they can. This is going to be on April the 16th from 1100 to 1200 on NAS1 Flight Line Clinic, second floor. Then last but not least, as usual, April the 23rd, Lieutenant Commander King from Religious Ministry Department is gonna hold a deep communication workshop. So we'll be focusing on relationships and deep communication between different type of people, right? Not only close the relationships, but relationships in your workspace. It's gonna be on NAS1 Chart Room, April the 23rd, from 1100 to 1200 with Lieutenant Commander King.
Wow, it's nice to know that you already have a month packed full of events. Sure. That's always a health promotion normal. Can't wait to get into those. And as always, thanks for coming out, Mr.
Thank you so much.